when you call the cops, when you call 911, you don't call them on your best day. You call them on your worst day. And what do you want to happen on that day? You want two things, I think. One, get there fast. And two, you want your cops to exercise perfect judgment, de-escalate the situation, handle it in a very professional way. And I think where we are right now with law enforcement in the city of St. Louis is that we're short over 100 cops. We're supposed to have 1,300 cops. We have somewhere under 1,200. That means that many police officers have been working mandatory overtime for the better part of 2 years. And that is a situation that doesn't lead you to be able to respond fast or to respond perhaps with perfect judgment, just because you're working lots and lots of overtime. It also is a situation which causes you maybe not to be able to do as much training, have the time to do as much training as you would like. So in my opinion, we need to hire up to at least our authorized strength of 1,300, possibly more than that. But let's get to 1,300 and then reevaluate things. Our police are not competitively paid with St. Louis County Police. You get out of the police academy in the city of St. Louis, you start at $43,000 and a few bucks, and you get out in St. Louis County, you're starting at over $48,000. So that's a $5,000 difference. You know, that makes a difference. That's a car payment, or that's a different apartment, or, you know, whatever. But so we need more cops. They need to be paid better. They need to be trained in a more modern way. Everybody, every cop, new cops and old cops, need implicit bias training. They need, I'll call it sensitivity. That's probably a poor choice of words, but they need to understand their audience. And relationships between many communities and law enforcement are frayed. Frayed, strained, use whichever word you want. But in order to mend that, in order to improve that relationship, I think we have to do it with full staffing and better training and more modern training.
How would you find the money for this?
First of all, we have 1,300 cops in our budget already. And we're already spending all the money on those four 1,300 cops, even though we have 1,200 or something around that.
Well, what's the money being used for now?
Overtime.
Okay.
So the dollars are being used now for overtime. And so we have the money in the budget for 1,300 cops. Being paid at their current pay scale, of course. So it's not really an impediment to hiring up more cops. Although, as you know, with more, anytime you hire a new employee, it's not just about their salary. You know, they probably need cars and computers and all those kinds of things, just like when you hire someone here. So what I think is that there probably is money in the St. Louis budget. And, you know, if you just think of it as 5%, if there's 5% that you could get out of the city budget in other ways, you would generate a lot of the funds towards that. I think we're going to have to do public-private partnerships probably for some of the equipment and that sort of thing that we need. Maybe that's non-lethal weapons for officers, body cameras probably. All of those kinds of things are part of modern-day policing. And then thirdly, yeah, maybe we will have to do some revenue enhancements, you know, a fancy word for tax increases or fee increases somewhere. But we've got to get in there first and really dig into, you know, the way that the department operates and the way the city operates.
If you are mayor, will St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson still be in this position?
I don't know. You know, I am not of a mind that I'm ever going to go around saying who I would fire or who I would hire before I actually do it. I actually think that's unprofessional and bad business. Wouldn't you just hate it if your boss went around saying, well, I'm going to fire that Jason, you know, and he's telling the whole world and he hasn't even talked to you? So I don't know the answer to that question.
I certainly would be offended by that.
Of course you would be. And I don't think that's the way to do business. I mean, we've got a neighborhood safety plan. We've got to reduce the number of homicides in the city, 188 homicides 2 years in a row. Oh, my gosh. You know what I think about when I hear that? I don't think about the number. I think about 376 families that have lost a loved one, and that's at least 10 people, maybe 20 people in each family whose lives have been negatively impacted forever. When the new mayor comes in, and I hope that it's me, so I'll say when I'm elected mayor, if I can practice that on you. Certainly the chief will have to get on board with the neighborhood safety plan.
After local control, I heard so much from the current administration about how there was going to be accountability for the police department's performance. And it's been, what, 5 years since local control? And
I think four.
The results on its face don't really seem to show that accountability is happening.
I understand that point of view. Violent crime is up. And, you know, I frankly, I don't want to hear again crime is down because I know that if you add up all the crimes, meaning stolen license plate tabs and all everything, it may be down. But violent crime is up, and that's really what we have to focus on.
Before we get to development, I do want to just ask, you have the St. Louis Police Officers Association endorsement.
SLPOA, I do.
I wanted to make sure I got that acronym correct. I mean, that endorsement is going to mean different things to different people depending on where
they
live. What do you think that brings to your campaign, and why do you think it matters, if anything?
Well, to be honest, I am happy and proud to have the endorsement of the police officers of the city of St. Louis. So that's the SLPOA. So I'm happy to have that endorsement. I think it is a plus to my campaign. And I also think if you think forward to when you get elected, which is really what we need to be thinking about here, I think you have to have the support of police officers if you're going to be an effective mayor. You've got to work together to do that. And I know that not all the candidates even sought the endorsement of the police officers. But frankly, I'm proud to stand with the police officers. And I do not think it's a dichotomy to both want to stand with police officers and to understand the point of view of Black Lives Matter. I mean, these things are not mutually exclusive. They should not be if we're going to do a good job.